Well, as we have been reporting, Saturday's Women's March in Seattle was unprecedented, part of the biggest march ever in U.S. history. But what will it eventually mean? When do street protests translate into measurable change? Seattle historian Margaret O'Meara told KOW's David Hyde about the case of the Women's Suffrage Parade of 1913.
The fight for women's suffrage had been going on for more than six decades by the time the election of 1912 rolls around. And in that election, Teddy Roosevelt, who ran as a third-party candidate in his Progressive Party, was the first candidate to endorse the idea of women's suffrage. And Woodrow Wilson, who won the election, did not. And so as Wilson's inauguration rolls around in March of 1913, Alice Paul, who was a young activist in the women's suffrage movement, convinced some of her colleagues that it would be really effective to have a very visible march on Washington to maximize media coverage, quite frankly, and was very theatrical in its whole design and had, you know, women costumed in classical robes and had beautiful actresses, you know, featured. They had celebrities, too, just like the Women's March on Washington this year. There were probably 5,000 to 10,000 women marching and many, many more people, almost all men, spectating who were there for the inauguration. And it made a splash. And toward the end, the crowd, all male crowd, kind of jostled towards the women, and women were injured in the scuffle. Quite a few went to the hospital, and that resultant controversy out of that really built support, popular support for the women's suffrage movement. It was still 7 years until the passage of the 20th Amendment, but it was part of a larger political movement that was very effective.
What about the risk of alienating moderates or conservatives? How much thought was there given at the time about that concern, which we hear about even today?
Sure. There were a lot of women in the women's suffrage movement who really didn't want this march to happen. They were working inside politics at the state and local level. There was actually division over whether the way to go was to get states to move toward suffrage one by one or to push for a national amendment. And the marchers, the organizers of the March on Washington, were arguing to make it a national case. So, yeah, people were worried these kind of radical tactics would, kind of the in-your-face tactics, not being polite anymore, would alienate people that they wanted to win over. What it did do was it built visibility and sympathy for the suffrage movement. And it contributed to mainstreaming this cause of women's suffrage so that it didn't become such a radical thing.
So when do street protests, whether it's on the left or the right, when do they have a lasting historical impact?
Street protests have a lasting historical impact when they move from protest to politics, when they affect political change, they change laws, they change institutions, they force presidents and congresses and governors and state legislatures to do things differently. All of these movements for change take time. And this has been true on the left and the right throughout American history. It takes time. It takes consistency of purpose. It takes bringing a lot of different people together, a lot of different voices into a big tent that's marching together or working together towards a common goal. And in the case of women's suffrage, it was to give women the vote. And so when you have a singular purpose, when there's a lot of different competing interests that are trying to get their goals met by a protest movement, then it can be muddy how do you actually turn that into political change? At the end of the day, it comes down to voting. It comes down to these political institutions that represent us and changing them from within. But you do have to agitate from without first.
University of Washington historian Margaret O'Meara. She spoke with KUOW's David Hyde. KUOW is reporting on how the Trump administration is affecting our region. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation on our Facebook page. You can find it at KUOW Public Radio.